The question is, how do you get to a chiyuv skila? How do you get to a chiyuv skila? Right? If it's always a doubt at the time that he does it, if he's doing it with the intent to keep it there. Right? You don't know what he's thinking. Right? And then he answers, no, it was Vaday in his mind to keep it there. And what did you just give me one more second here? Yeah, interesting question of you. He says, Mashma, you see on the bottom?
Yeah.
Which one? He says, the bottom line of there. Mashma, the shalo ochel zu im lo ochel zu, lo havi asra sofik. So it comes there from Tosfos. So let's say a guy says, I won't eat this if I don't eat that. Means say, if I don't eat X the whole day, then Y is also to me. As long as I don't eat X, right, Y is also. Okay. Okay? So he's saying now you can't say it's mechusar maisa. So that should not be astrosophic. Because at the time you ate the thing, right, you don't need to do something to make it usher. On the contrary, you need to do something to make it mutter.
Right.
Saying if you take Tosa's reasoning, that as long as it doesn't require another maisa, then it's not hastrosophic.
Even though you really need the rest of the day to show whether...
Right, Kevan de Mechusar Maisa. He says, Lo Havi Asra Sofik, Kevan de Mechusar Maisa. Af Lo Shaykh Lomar. Shouldn't say Kevan de Lomar Mechusar Maisa? Mashma de Shalo Ochazu im Lo Ochazu, Lo Havi Asra Sofik. Kevan de Mechusar Maisa, Af Lo Shaykh Lomar, Dai Bedaito Shalo Le Ochlo. Even though he can't say he had in mind not to eat it. The half you will be hepach mar
dait al
achlo.
Not to eat what?
The second thing. Yeah. Well, shouldn't say cave in the. Why is it cave in the mechusar maisa? Oh, that's not why. It can't be astrosophic. You can't say it's astrosophic because it's mechusar maisa. Right. Mm-hmm. Can't say it has a suffix because it's mechusar maisa. But you still can't say, it's not any more knowable what he's going to do. Mm-hmm.
But he's saying it's not going to be a suffix, right? even though maybe it's very certain that his das was to eat the other thing later, making this
one. Yeah, no way.
It doesn't matter. It's still a straw.
You can render the same problem without
still be good at straw.
What does it mean it's not shy to say that it's his das not to eat the other thing?
He says, you can't, in other words, you don't really know what he's going to do. There's no way to know what he's going to do.
Because
in the opposite case, you don't know what he's going to do either. I mean, there's no difference in knowing what he's going to do. If the Tanai is an action or an inaction, that doesn't make it any more knowable what he's going to do. Right? In other words, he's trying to show you that once Tosis gets to this point, we don't really care if we know what he's going to do. It has nothing to do with knowing what he's going to do. It has to do with whether there's Mechus or Maisa.
But in that case...
Right?
So Moshat just means that... Just doesn't care about that.
Right.
Not that logically this case couldn't have it, but just that we don't care once Tosos rejected that.
That's right. That's what he's saying. He's saying now it's not, it has nothing to do with actually knowing what the guy's going to do.
Just look at the Maisa.
Right, but he's asking it as a kasha, because Tosos says, Divade lohoye bedaito lirdos kodem afia. Tosos is, he's showing some sort of an inconsistency in Tosfos. That on the one hand, he seems to care about what the guy's going to do, and on the other hand, he says the whole problem is that it's mechusar maisa. But those are different reasons, and I can have a case where you don't know what he's going to do, but it's not mechusar maisa. Right? Yeah.
But in that case, what if he were to eat the other thing, then retroactively what he did would be mutter.
That's right.
So then the husra would be invalid, or it wouldn't be a suffix, but...
Well, it would be, it would have no effect. I mean, there'd be no isser. Well, you have a lot of cases like that. Kiddushin al Tanai, Gittin al Tanai. Right? Things happen, and then Lamafreya turns out it wasn't an isser.
What's the Gilyon HaShas's point?
The point is a bit of a question on Tosus, because Tosus seems to be running on two tracks. On the one hand, he seems to be saying that it's a question of knowing what the guy's going to do or not. And we say, if a guy puts bread in the oven, then he definitely has a mind to leave it there. Right? But then in the end, he comes back to this idea of being mechusar maisa or not.
Right.
He says, those are different concepts. And you can have a case where it's not mechusar maisa, but you can't say you have any idea what he's going to do. So which is it? Tosa seems to be embracing both. What happened today? Bird flu? What's going on today?
Yitzi's test was a chain reaction for, I think, two Adlers.
Uh-huh.
And like,
there's only one Adler.
Yeah, oh, only one Adler.
Yeah, yeah, two Adlers that kept one Adler.
Howie Salomon.
Gabi.
Your brother.
That's true.
Alright. Okay.
It's also interesting within the same Tosfos that the fact that he doesn't take it down, right? And the first in the Havmina that
right.
that shows that it's oh mashalo rada shema shachar chasra.
Right, right.
And then the same thing. Oh, that's vadai shalo
right. Right. Okay. So let's. How do you want to approach this? Maybe we'll take a look at his case of what he calls definitely of a hasra suffik, right? And see. How that is different, basically, how that's different from the original case. Okay? Correct? That's a simple way to approach it. So what's the case where he says this is definitely Asra Sufik? What is the nature of the Sufik by those cases? How is that different than what he thought was a Sufik in the original case?
Could you see the case of the Shema again?
I'll take the regular case in Tosos where the guy says... I won't eat X, right, if I eat Y.
Subsequent to eating Y, or just...
No, it goes from Lemafre, everything starts from now. From here on in, if I eat Y, X is usher to me from right now.
Okay.
And he goes ahead and eats X. Right?
Nothing wrong, yeah.
So now, you can't give him usher, I say. Because... What are you going to say? Don't do that isser? But well, what isser? So you don't know if it's going to be an isser or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what? And when he eats the Y later, there's nothing, the mice is already over. Yeah.
Why, if he eats X and then he could eat Y later, doesn't it become, through like sort of logic, that Y is usser to him? Because that will create an isser to arise. That will cause an isser to arise.
But where would the isser arise? The
isser
would be in the X. Whereas you can't give him, you're not going to give, he's not going to get malchus on the Y, he's going to get malchus on the X. Right?
But it's going to be generated.
Well,
I mean,
he needs hasra on the maisa of the isser. Right? Not on the grama, not on the grama of the isser. Mm-hmm. On the actual maisa isser, he needs hasra.
It's just, he set up a mechanical flow that if two entities are present, then there will be an isser. So,
right.
Why doesn't it then, meaning, I understand that it may not be within that shvul per se,
right.
But shouldn't there be an isser in why
that
where
you can
is give
the yeah, but it's not the violation of his shvul. That's not the violation of his shvul. It's a Tanai in the Shua. It's not the violation of the Shua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the difference between the two cases seems to be that in the case of the eating, or the Shua, then there's an actual ambiguity in the identity of this thing as a Maisa Isser, right?
Okay.
Whereas in our case, then we know that this thing is a Maisa Isser, right? It's just that the it could be his, you know, his chaibus could be undermined or something. You know, like you could remove his, you know. But at the time, you know, it is a Maisa Isser. Right.
It is a Maisa Isser.
What is a Maisa Isser? When he puts the bread into the thing.
Yeah, you could give
now, why is it a Maisa Isser?
That's how it is. Yes, what do you mean?
Well, it's the only Maisa that's necessary to bring about that ultimate state.
Okay.
So he's saying
in
the beginning that if you don't take it out,
it's right. Ubevade te ofe imlo yerdena, right? So since it definitely will bake if you don't remove it.
Right, which is essentially looking at that maisa in isolation. Just
okay. So then this maisa, you can say, is what? Is defined as the maisa of afia.
Right.
And you gave him asra on that maisa.
Right?
You gave him asra on that maisa. So then, what does it mean? Divadai. He says, that's not asra's suffix. Why? Divadai lohoya bidaito lirdos kodamafia. What does that mean? So what does he mean by that? Divadai lohoya bidaito lirdos kodamafia.
Maybe it's a little like lobbed off, but he just means to say that from the standpoint of the definition of the maisa, that this is defined as the maisa of afia, so it has, in other words, it has intrinsic to it is the ultimate state of afia from this maisa. So you can't really say that when he does that, from the standpoint of the maisa, like, it's his das is to remove it. That's what this maisa is defined as. It's defined as the only maisa necessary to bring about that state.
Right, here's saying, yeah.
Ken had an idea about the manifest destiny of the object, meaning, like, once it's in the oven, it is basically, I mean, I guess in you could say it's omed to be baked. It's hard to break up the maisa into two components if that's the direction that it's going.
Right. No, so what was his question, though? No, his question was that it's still a suffix. Why? Well, I was the question that was still a suffix.
Well, because you can do a maisa to break it.
Of course, you can do a maisa to break it. So
not a point of no return, right?
What's that?
Not a point of no return.
You can do a maisa to break it.
It's mesupik whether he's going to be over the isser.
Exactly. Now, it's mesupik if this maisa, it's mesupik if this maisa will lead definitely to the isser or not. Right? Because this maisa could be done and he could be over the isser Shabbos, and this maisa can be done and he could be not over the isser Shabbos. So this maisa is not definitively a chil Shabbos, right? In terms of the result of chil Shabbos, you must say this maisa is undefined right now, right? So if the hasra is on the chil Shabbos, then it's in doubt. If the Hasra is on Chilul Shabbos, you can't say, since there's a delay and there's a possibility to abort the Chil, you can't say that it's Hasra's Vadai on Chilul Shabbos. Right? But what's his answer? That's not what Hasra has to be. That's not what Hasra is. What's Hasra? Hasra is on the Maisa Isser. Hasra is on the Maisa Isser. And how do you define the Maisa Isser?
The Maisa that leads to the Isser.
The Maisa that will Vadai in its own right lead to the Isser. Right?
So what if he does take it off?
So then he did a maisa isser, but he aborted the chilul Shabbos. I mean, did he do a maisa isser? He did a maisa isser in terms of maisa. He completed his maisa, but you don't get, you're not chayev unless the maisa had a result. I mean, that's his point. The point is that Hasra goes by the Maisa. But the Maisa, you don't say it's a undefined Maisa. It's an undefined Chilul. It's a suffix and a Chilul Shabbos. But this Maisa is definitively a Maisa of Afia. That's his point. You can define it as a Maisa Afia. Maisa Afia is the is the necessary activity for the Chilul Shabbos. It's not the same thing as a Chilul Shabbos, but it's the indispensable. It's the action of the Chilul that the Chilul Shabbos arises from. But the Hasra has to be on the Maisa. Now he's saying that you can't say in terms of the Maisa that when a guy does a Maisa, there's any doubt what he's doing. There's a doubt if the result will come about. Right. Yeah.
I'm just bothered about the fact because we were thinking like similar thing, but we're just bothered about
the fact. Is Lashon in the beginning?
Like at the end, why does he have to say, like, why can't you just stop and say, to keep on shin biktok kadei divor shal hasra v'vadei tafa im nil yodena lav hasra safek. Like, why does he have to keep going and say, divadei lo haya b'daito lirdos kodem afia? Because the way you're saying it, I mean, that doesn't, even if he did have das for that, who cares? Because he did a maisa that was vadei going to be a fia. Who cares if he had das to bring down? Because the hasra was on the maisa iser. He did a maisa iser, and you gave hasra before the maisa iser.
And why does he have to say in the beginning of the question that shema haya b'daito lirdosa? Right? Shema haya b'daito lirdosa. Right?
What do you mean? That's the question. Because then, by the question he holds, it's by the...
No, why doesn't he just say, maybe it wouldn't have baked? Maybe he would have pulled it out. Who cares what his das was at the moment? Right?
Oh, I see.
Who cares what his das was at the moment?
Maybe his das was to put it in, but then later on he just pulled it out.
Maybe later on he just pulled it out. So you can't say he's definitely doing Chilul Shabbos. Definitely right. Can't say there's a definite Chilul Shabbos. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, two good questions.
Wait, I don't understand that second question about
my question.
Why he has to mention das in the beginning?
Why is that a question?
Yeah, what's the question?
Well, I mean, if we're saying now that his question was that the Hasra has to go on the Chilul Shabbos,
right.
And since the Chilul comes later, you can't say he's doing anything right now.
Right.
So, what's the difference? What he's thinking right now? The point is, right now,
all we care about is the ambiguity about whether there would be a
Chilul Shabbos. That's right.
And that would still exist independent
and
of his das.
And that would still exist independent of his das, right? So,
if his das was to take it off at the time he put it down.
But you see in his question, so that's what we have to think about. Because in his question, he seems to be saying that if somehow we had a brain reader, right, if we could read his mind and know vadai, that he's going to leave it in, right? Then the Hasra would be good.
Why?
Because he's saying the only problem is that maybe he has in mind to take it out. What?
He's like in the top of me, he's like his answer that there's no way to give like an absolute definition like to the Maisa as it relates to Afia. But because it's a state that, you know, depends on it being there for a certain amount of time, and there's two possibilities, maybe he'll take it off, maybe he won't. So right now, the Maisa only has a definition as a Maisa Afia if his Das is to really keep it there the whole time. There's a problem, he's looking at it as his Das is what defines the thing as a Maisa Afia, because the state is not necessarily, you know, going to take place, because it could be some interfering causes. But it's Maskana, he's saying, no, that's not.
Let me hear that again, that what?
In other words, because the ultimate state of Afia,
right,
that's gonna come about is really dependent on his complete inaction.
Right.
But it's possible he could interfere.
Right.
So the only way really to define this thing, how do you define putting something in a tanur as a Maisa Afia? It won't necessarily take place.
Correct.
So he's saying if his das is to keep it in there, then that could like give the Maisa a quality of a Maisa of Afia.
Okay, good.
But in his Maskana, he's saying that, you know, you don't look to the das, you just have to define the nature of the Maisa is that, you know, you can't say this Maisa lacks as a Maisa Afia because there could be some extraneous, you know,
correct
things that come in and ruin it.
No, but he does say that though. He said, because I mean, it seems like according to Maskana, if we knew we had a mind reader and we knew that you had dots,
take it down.
Take it down. Even according to the Maskana, it would be.
Right.
It would?
That's what he says. He says, the vadi lohi b'dayta lirdos. Right?
Yeah. We took an approach similar, but we
didn't really do that right.
What's more?
I was just saying, I learned that part to me, like,
from
the
standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. Just, we try to define two different ideas of Safek Hasra and the Havmina Maskana. So the Havmina, the Safek Hasra has to do with the way in which the Hasra relates to the person. Meaning that in the first case, there's no place in which we can definitely say that this was a Gavra Nisra. Meaning because his das, like that's what the Masha lo rada shema shachach hasra.
Right.
That shows the possibility that that we cannot necessarily tie the hasra to the action that to the preparatory action. Whereas in the maskana, all we're looking at in terms of judgment is the maisa. The only time we say a safek hasra is when in structurally there's no place for us to insert a hasra into the course of this. This Isser. So those are the two cases of the aim and the shvua. But in his maskana, in relating to our case, he just says very simply there's one maisa here, it all happens together, and there's no problem with finding a spot to insert an Isser because you can insert it at the beginning and the whole thing is is all we need to know about the person, is that this maisa carried all the way through.
Okay, one second, two more seconds. See, and in the end, he comes back with another. It's all one long continuous thing, right? I mean, it's really should be read continuously. In other words, you could even skip the middle part and say, "Divade lohaya bedaito lirdos kodem afia," right? "V'lo havi asra sofek." The only asra sofek is in the case. Where b'shas achilas iser adayin mechusar maisa achilas shel tanai kodem shuschay magus of al hacha, right? Continuing back to why it's not hasra safek, kishemadbik pas betaner ein hafia mechusaras maisa. So that's all part of his explanation of why you say vaday lohaya b'dayter lirdos kodem afia. Because it's not mechusar any maisa,
and therefore it's defined. Well, nah, I don't know. No, it doesn't work.
It will work. It will work.
Yeah, the only case of suffix hasra is with mechusar maisa. That's what you put it to, putting them all together.
I know. Yeah, we need one extra little thing here.
Nothing.
Thank you. Let me ask you a question. Is there a difference in saying don't be over an Isser Skila and don't bake that bread? And I don't want to be you think of that, right?
The
notice
question
that.
Says Kodem Shaloli Deiser Skila.
That's right. He does say that. Very good. It's a funny thing, right? In the beginning, when he asks the question, he says maybe he had it in mind to avoid the Isser Skila. Right? And then in his answer, he says he definitely didn't have in mind to take the bread down before Afia. Now, of course, they're the same thing. Right? Of course, they're the same thing. But then he continues with that same theme. That when he puts it up, the Afia is not Mechusar Maisa.
That seems to be the maskana, though, that the
pasra
has to qualify the maisa only. Because in the case of the shvua too, if you just said don't be over in Isser Skila before the day starts, then if at any point
every
in time
every morning you should wake up and
right
tell
exactly
that.
Exactly. You can't have a hasra on good behavior exactly. It has to be on a specific maisa.
But you see what Tosis is bothered with though, and the point that we're not really addressing. Is that Hasra is more than just a technical requirement of making somebody chayav. Hasra is a way of knowing what the guy is really doing. You understand? Lady? What's that? In other words, that's why Tosus is saying, Bavada he has to be baking the bread. Because then, that's the whole idea of what Hasra is. Hasra is to be mavchin bein, shogeg and mezid and all the other things. It's not possible to say, well, you yotzei the chiyuv of Hasra, even, but we don't really care what the guy has in mind. That would be a contradiction to the whole idea of Hasra. Hasra is, by definition, a way of our accessing what his behavior is. That's the whole idea of Hasra. That's why it has to be within Tochtei Dibur. You can't say, it's not like a technical requirement in killing somebody. Did you give him Asra? Did you read him his rights? You know, it's not like that. We hold it's really gaining information, absolute information, about his state of mind and his das. It's not just something you have to do. Right. That's why in both cases, the question of the Hasra is, can we know for sure, is this a good way of determining what he is truly doing? Right? Is this a good way of determining what he is truly doing?
Here there seems to be a problem.
Here there's a problem, because there's a delay between what he does and what we're telling him not to do.
Right?
Right? That's the intrinsic problem over here.
So what changed?
That's why in his question too we care about what he's thinking. We do care about what he's thinking. Because if we knew for sure what he's doing is being over Isser Shabbos, doesn't matter that there's a delay. The problem is that the Hasra is not considered sufficient to find that out.
How does that case play out?
Now, in terms of what Tosus is really wondering about is, I mean, in this way of explaining it, the question really is, what kind of information can the Hasra determine? But whatever it determines, we have to say it's a vadai.
Question. So if let's say that we knew for a fact somehow that the guy was definitely doing it with intent to do the
law. Leave it up to him, right?
And then he did take it down. So
right.
Then, what status does that whole sequence have?
Well, let me ask you another question. Like in the Shua case, right? If we knew, it would seem. What would you say if we could know for sure the guy's intention was to eat the X and then the Y?
could you give an answer at the X, you mean?
It still was an answer.
Okay, okay. No, no, Suzanne's is really going away a little different. Okay, let's leave that alone for a minute. Yeah, so what do you say over here? So maybe something like this.
Yes, but I don't know what role.
Not what role is right.
Because once the role is set up, then it shouldn't
matter.
Right.
Whatever he ends up does or doesn't do.
Right. Is the ambiguity about what about the Chilul Shabbos?
What does that mean, ambiguity of Chilul Shabbos, if not repenting Das? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, if we had another way of knowing whether we're doing Chilul Shabbos.
No, let's put it this way. Maybe I can answer Michael's question from yesterday.
Right.
Okay. Which was that the guy is responding to you, that he doesn't care. Right? Afal pi kein, he's saying. Right?
Which would seem to imply what his das is.
Which seems to imply that he knows what he's doing. And he doesn't have an intent to take it down. Right? But the thing is like this. The thing is like this. Jeremy, you with us? The thing is like this. What is he responding to, really? When he says, Afal pi kein? In the question.
To the Hasra.
Bring it up.
No, to the Issa Skiba. In other words, in the Havamina, in the question, you're telling him don't do a Maisa don't do a Maisa that's maybe Lidei Skiba, right? Don't do an Issa Skiba. Right? Don't do an Issa Skila, but in order for it to be defined right now as an Issa Skila, it's more than just a maisa of putting it up. Right? So in other words, the guy could in effect be saying, when the guy knows, don't worry about the afdia, I'm just saying that there's a certain conversation of hasra. Okay? There's a certain conversation that is conveyed by the hasra. And through that conversation, we can make a determination about the person's actions. Okay? So if I say to you, don't eat the chalev, and you eat the chalev, then you're basically saying, I don't care about the isser. Right? But over here, it's a little more complex. Why? Because maybe when I'm saying to the person, don't be over the isser skila, right? And he goes ahead and puts up the bread, what's he saying?
I'm taking it down.
He's saying, I'm going to take it down, don't worry.
What did he actually respond to?
I'm not interested in the factual response. I'm interested in the active response. Okay?
From the fact that he put it up there.
The fact that he put it up here. It's Toch Kidei Dibor, right? And we consider him to respond by his action. And we as Dayanim are now determining this kind of, what was the state of mind of the conversants, right? So if I say to you, don't do Isser Skila now, and he goes ahead and he puts up the bread, he's not
That's
necessarily
not saying,
saying I don't care about the Isser Skila. He's saying, it's like you tell your child, don't do that, you're going to get hurt. They say, don't worry, I'm not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Right? Not that they care about it. No, he's saying, I care, of course, I'm very careful. I don't want to be over Isser Skila. But you're making a mistake. You think that putting up this bread isn't Isser Skila? No. It's only Isser Skila if I put it up with intention to leave it. But I am just putting it up with intention, and I'm going to take it down. So you can't say that I responded as a complete rejection to the content of your statement. Right? In order for the Hasra to be Machayev Askila, the response has to be a complete rejection of your statement. Right?
Yeah.
But if it's a hasra in terms of don't do the maisa that will be a skila, and he puts up the bread, he could
that's
be saying, I'm not going to be doing the maisa that's
going to be still violating the maisa.
Not the maisa of that's going to bring a skila. The maisa is going to bring a skila in this way of looking at it, where the skila is a part of the very hasra. Means it's a vade going to bring about the skila. And that's Tosa's question. How could the response, the hasra has to be, don't do a vade skila now. Right? Don't do a skila now. But the guy could be saying, I'm not going to be doing a skila now. Because I'm going to take it down. He didn't take it down. Maybe we can say, see, now I knew he was rejecting me. No, he forgot. Right? His action has to be a response of, I don't care what you're saying. But if he can be interpreted interpreted as respecting what he said, then it fails as a hasra. Josh? Right?
Hold on.
Right?
Yeah.
But from...
You don't have to ask a question now.
But from that setup, then if that's what is required for Masra and response, then the answer then is much more difficult. Then we have to redefine what the answer is saying. Because then the answer isn't really...
Okay, so you're up to the answer now?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's his answer? Levy, what was the answer? So in his answer, he's saying... He's saying you don't... He's saying the answer is, in other words, what's changing is the content of the hasra. But what's important about what's the change of the content of the hasra is the change in the response to
right.
the content, to the hasra.
It means something different this time.
It means something different. It means something different. In other words, let me see, am I getting stuck? Yeah.
Are you saying that Tosfos basically created a question by the way he like worded how the guy gave hasra, and then he answers it by saying, well, don't give hasra this way?
No, the question is halachically, like, what do we view hasra as? I mean, that's...
But hasra is being viewed the same way, like it's... You have a straw, it's
a German. Factually, you are.
Let's just see if we can answer the problem. If we can't answer the problem, then we don't have to worry about the fact that it's strange. But let me just think about something. So what is his answer now? How is it that we can know for sure that he had in mind to keep the bread up there while it bakes? How can we know that? How can we know that now? How can we know that?
Because the hasra goes on the maisa of the Esr skill.
If you limit the might.
So now that the hasra, the only thing you have a right to, like, halakhically to glean information from in terms of the character of his maisa is from the thing that the hasra is going on.
Which is basically,
but the hasra is on a maisa that leads to an Esr skila, and he in your face says, I'm going to do this maisa that leads to, that could
no,
potentially, and I'm aware of the fact that it could lead to an Esr skila, and from the fact that he doesn't take it down, he takes full responsibility, so to speak, for
it. Not could lead, it has to be the only thing that it leads to.
No.
Yeah, it has to be that his maisa clearly points out that he's saying, I don't care about this hasra. But this doesn't do that.
Well, that's not true. I mean, if the hasra is on doing the maisa iser, his doing the maisa iser is a clear response that he doesn't care about the hasra.
But he's not doing a maisa iser because he says that he's going to take it out. See, so it's not clear. It's vague.
Then you wouldn't call that a maisa iser.
In other words, let's say this for a minute. Back to Levy's question a little bit. In other words, the problem here is that we have to be able to define the maisa as more than just the maisa, right? In other words, the maisa of putting the bread in the oven is more than just the maisa of putting the bread in the oven, because there's no iser like that, right?
Right.
So, but the problem is, what it is seems to be defined by what happens later. And what happens later is already out of the reach of the hasra. Right? So how can we know what he's intending to do later by what he's doing right now? Okay? But the thing is like this. If you ask the question, is putting the bread in the oven a maisa is it a Maisa of Isser Skila? Okay. Is that a different question than saying, is it a Maisa of baking bread? That's my question to you. Is putting the bread in the oven, is it different in terms of defining it as a Maisa Isser Skila versus a Maisa of Afias Hapas?
Yes.
It's
okay.
Dark. I wouldn't think so.
Afia, it is.
This is the Maisa that bakes bread. This okay. is not necessarily the Maisa that leads you to...
But it isn't. It only bakes bread if it actually heats up. If I take it out, that's no longer the Maisa.
Maisa is when you stick it in the oven.
We're talking about a hot oven. A hot oven. Sorry, Michael. A hot oven.
The Maisa is sticking it in the oven. You don't do a Maisa to heat it up. You're not doing anything to heat it up. That just happens after. The
mice are
the
fake
bread.
It's necessary and sufficient to bake
all the bread. Let's assume the oven is hot.
Yeah.
Then how do you separate skila?
Okay, so why is skila different? Why is skila different?
Because in order for skila, your mice need to produce to have a product, and if you take it out before, you don't have a product.
Okay, and to bake bread, don't you need a product?
Doesn't it need to
be? Not your mice of baking
bread. Not the act of baking bread.
No, I don't get that.
The act.
That seems to be the same thing.
But then you're just like changing. you're changing the rules. You're saying that Maisa, in terms of baking, is only the action.
I mean, that's like Davy's question. Skila, the guy puts the bread in, right? He's not going. He takes that. He's not going to be chayav skila, right? Hmm. He's not going to be chayav skila. But he also said he didn't bake bread, right? That's what David responds.
Yep.
But he also didn't bake
bread.
He
did an act of baking bread. Still didn't
you can make a good living as a baker. Producing
it. Just keep baking the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm so
In other words, an action that you're chayev skila on is more than just an action, right? I'm just putting it a little different way.
Oh.
In other words, because to say that you're chayev skila, first you have to have a thing, and then say that first you have to have a maisa, and say this maisa has a certain result. In other words, chayev skila is not a product, right? It's the result of something. For instance, no.
What's the difference between myself? A result and a product.
Result.
Yeah.
Meaning it's not what's created as a result of this action, but rather it's
precisely. It's not what you make with your Maisa. In other words, if I say you can't build a house on Shabbos, right? So the house is what is produced by the Maisa. I don't produce a chiyuv skila.
Okay, fine.
Right? The Isser on Shabbos is not to make a chiyuv skila.
Okay.
Right? But certain actions which have defined products, if they're done, the result of that will be a chiyuv skila.
Right, okay, fine.
Okay, so you can only talk about chiyuv skila after you have a product. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can only say... You can't define a Maisa by a Chiyuv Skila. That would be saying like the Maisa makes the Chiyuv Skila. That's ridiculous. Chiyuv Skila is a quality. The Chiyuv Skila, right? This you understand.
I see it, but then...
Nissan, you still look a little baffled. You understand what I'm saying? The
yeah.
Maisa is defined by its product. How do you define what the guy is doing? You look at the product of what he's doing, right? If a guy is cutting branches off a tree, well, we have to see. Is he harvesting? That would be kotzer. Is he pruning? That would be zomer, right? We want to know what is he doing. Well, you have to look at the product that he's engaged in, right? If a guy is digging a hole, is he getting dirt or is he making a hole? Well, it's different things, right? You have to look at the product. And once you can see the product that he's working towards, then we can define the Maisa that he's involved in. But no one is involved in making an Isser Skila. That's not a thing that you make with your Maisa. That's afterwards. afterwards you say, well, if the product of your Maisa was X, Y, or Z, then along with the product, you get a bonus of Skila. Right?
But
do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what's the result of that? The result of that is, it would seem that you can, while you can define the Maisa by the result that it's engaged in creating, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can say he is an Ofe if he's involved in the process of Achia. You can't call him a Chayav. You can't call him a Chayav Skila because he's involved in a Maisa that would produce a product that would create Skila. It's two steps removed. It's two steps removed. Now, it's the product, the Maisa and the product, if you want to put it in a mathematical way, the product is one step removed from the Maisa. Right? But the Skila is two steps removed from the Maisa. Right? Mm-hmm. So I can say that I'm involved in Afia via the Maisa that brings Afia about. Right? But it's only once the bread is baked that you have now the thing that brings about, it's really the product of this Maisa that brings about Skila. Correct?
Yep. You're saying it's two steps removed then?
The Skila. Yeah, because you
what,
do the thing,
come about simultaneously with
yeah, but not log, but logically right, it's after the product. Logically,
right, you can't
it's
talk
after
about the
of
Skila until
that's what I'm trying to say. Logically, the Maisa is actually building the bread. But it's not building the Skila. It's not like the bread is half baked, but the Skila is not half formed. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
So what are those two different types of causes?
Do you understand that? Yeah,
so what do they have to do with Das?
Isaac.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, it's when the guy is sewing a when he's weaving a shirt. So he's doing a riga. So the process, the malacha is actually creating an entity of a shirt. Right? But the shirt is not synonymous. But he's not creating stitch by stitch. He's not stitching together a skila. He's stitching together a shirt. Right? Now once you have a shirt, if you make a shirt, then you chayav skila. But one, the maisa is directly creating. And the other one, the Maisa, is creating a product for which you're chayav.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very different. It's very different. It would be like if I say I'm going to pay you for baking me bread. Right? You're involved in, physically, you're making the bread. But that product will get you money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you're not baking money.
You like rack up the dollars as you need it.
Right? You don't say it's half baked, now I made 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You made nothing until you gave me the bread. And I like it. Yeah.
What exactly
so,
is.
So now, what's the application to this?
Yeah, so how's it,
what's
well,
the application
like
to this? The application to this is as follows, that in terms of the Maisoafia, I can say if the content of the Hasra is don't do the Maisa Afia, and this first step is definitively the Maisa Afia, then you basically say, I don't care, I'm doing the Maisa Afia. You understand?
Yeah.
So we know, Vaday, what you responded. In other words, if this Maisa that you're doing is Afia, and I say, don't do Afia.
And you do it.
And you do this Maisa, which is not Mechuzer anything, and is by definition the process of Afia, then we don't say that you rejected it in part. We don't say you said, I'll do a little Afia. Right? That's a steer to the whole idea of Hasra. So once you start the thing that I said not to do, then we say it's a rejection of the whole Hasra. That's exactly what Hasra always is. Because even Achila, you can say, well, you have to eat the Kazayas to be over. So maybe he took the first nibble and then he didn't, right? But, actually, is there a case like that? You have to be Bolei of Vasachas?
Yeah.
With Hasra?
Yeah, we there's something with Yom Kippur that if you were to have Chatzi and then...
No, but the Hasra. Okay, but anyway. So, right? But if it's a... Don't do an action now that will be qualified as a Maisa Skila, right? This Maisa is not a Maisa Skila now.
Yet. You don't know yet.
Right? It's only after the product comes about can I say it was a Maisa Skila. You understand?
Yes.
I can say right now it's a Maisa Afia because every little bit is doing more Afia. But it's not doing more Skila every little bit. So in terms of the Afia, it happens in stages. So once I start it, if I say don't do Afia and you start it, that we view as a rejection of the whole statement. Because you're already rejecting it in part. Right? We don't say, well, maybe we're not Malabit Schuz like that. but since Skila, since the Isser Skila comes about in whole at one instance after the thing is baked, right? Now, of course, if we knew right now that you were Vada going to do it, it would be the same thing.
What?
Huh?
What?
Because then it would be that then you could define through his das, you could define it right now. If my das right now is Vada to bake it, then we can say your das is Kovei right now as an absolute, then we can already reach to the end. Yeah. It's a good question, but that you have to say that. But because then he is rejecting the whole, because the point still is that I have to know that he's rejecting my statement, right? It's not a technical. It's not a.
If you had it first hand, you could read the guy's mind.
Because Hasra is just to get to the guy's mind, right? If I know Vaday that is his mind, then this would be a rejection of it. Because I knew Vada he wasn't going to take it down, and I said, don't do the Iseskila, and he says, I'm going to put this on Vada, take the thing's essentially saying, I don't care about the Iseskila. The problem is that his response, you can't tell if he's saying, I don't care about the Iseskila. Mm-hmm. Because it's not definitively the Iseskila. Right?
Yeah.
And that I think would answer that. So that's why he goes through both. That's why he still has both in his hands. You have to know his das, because that's the whole underlying idea of Asra. But Mechusar Maisa is going to be a question of whether his partial action is a rejection of the whole statement of the Hasra. So I would say it's no different. In Gilyan Hashas' question, I would say there's no difference. It's the same thing. You still don't know if he's rejecting the... It still would be Hasra Safek. I don't think there's a difference. I don't think the Gilyan Hashas is right on that. That he's saying it has nothing to do with Mechus or Maisa. It has nothing to do with physically whether the guy is going to do an action or not. The Mechus or Maisa is only relevant when that is the reason that the thing you're doing is part of the process of the Malacha, of the Maisa. Like by Afia. But if they're two separate things, and the Tanai just happens to be a passive Tanai instead of an active Tanai, it doesn't make this any different. You have to think about it. I don't have time to explain it all right now. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Gilyan Hashas is taking the idea of Mechus or Maisa in a technical sense. But it's only important because now the putting the bread in the oven is definitively baking.
Right.
Okay.